from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
On today's episode, original music and a feature on the stigma some people have about community college. But first, Futin Wong, a senior at North Allegheny High School, with a commentary on questions he gets asked about his family's background.
I often have this sort of dialogue with people. Where are you from? I'm from Pittsburgh. No, I mean, where are you really from? What do you mean? I was born and raised here in the United States. When coming from a Taiwanese background, people are often curious about where my origins are from. I answer the question with the country, state, city, or neighborhood I currently reside at, thinking that it is the answer they're looking for. But they were actually expecting me to say some oriental country in East Asia. In fact, most people that look up foreign descent often have this sort of dialogue wherever they go. Out of sheer curiosity, they're asked the dreaded question, where are you from? With the expectation of an answer like Mexico, China, or any other foreign country. The last answer that is expected is the very place at which they're standing at. The people that ask these questions usually don't mean to offend the person. And in fact, they usually have good intentions in mind, trying to get to know the person with a light-hearted, amiable conversation. But this sort of dialogue reveals deeper issues within. It shows that you perceive an inherent difference between you and the other person. You don't see the person from an equal footing, and despite being merely inches away from them, you imagine them coming from a far, far away place unbeknownst to your imagination or comprehension. For example, you wouldn't ask someone that was Irish the same question, "Where are you from?" because you don't inherently perceive them to be any different than the typical American. In fact, they would more readily identify themselves as American than they would Irish. In the same way, I more readily identify myself as American than I do Taiwanese, because I was born and raised here and grew up here in this city all my life. So the next time your curiosity beckons to ask that question, just remember that the world is a much smaller place than we really think. With a commentary for Youth Express, this is Futin Wong. I'm a senior at North Allegheny.
Now, Windafire, a teen from East Liberty, with an original song entitled Alive with Pride.
Alive with pride, can't be denied, don't be surprised. Be satisfied to feast your eyes on such a prize. Some people like to run us down. People like to make us cry. Some people like to take our time, but we'll make it out alive. Alive with pride can be denied. Don't be surprised. Be satisfied to feast your eyes on such a prize. Sin is such an exhausting word, used to cast people aside. If you'd awake, maybe you'd realize I'm fully centered in my life. Alive with pride can be denied, don't be surprised. be satisfied to feast your eyes on such a prize. Don't you think you can control my free will? Boy, you'll never take what's mine. You better back up with that bushel, 'cause this light is here to shine. A life with pride can be denied. Don't be surprised. Be satisfied to feast your eyes on such a prize. Ooh, such a lovely people, taken by surprise. Let them hear your voice and sing love. Be alive with pride. Be alive with pride.
On our last segment, youth philanthropy interns from the Community Foundation of Westmoreland County with a documentary on the misperceptions many have about community colleges.
The Fountain of Youth Philanthropy.
Pursuing a brighter future for Westmoreland County.
Do you know what a community college is?
It's a class thing.
Small.
Cheaper.
At the end of the day, it's not about where you go to school, it's about what you make that experience.
Those were words from residents of Westmoreland County.
A community college is typically a non-residential two-year public institution, providing education to residents of a certain area.
But why isn't community college as respected among incoming students? Despite the near salary average between graduates of two-year and four-year programs, community colleges are often overlooked in favor of traditional four-year university degrees.
This is Sydney Damon.
And this is Emma Jones.
Reporting on the stigma surrounding community college.
Some people believe that community college is a lower quality education.
That community college is a last resort for people who couldn't get into a traditional school.
That community college does not have the student activities of a four-year university.
And that graduates will not be prepared for the real world.
A lot of people and a lot of kids around always look down on community colleges. But my community college, I feel like, gave me all the experiences that I will be able to use at a university.
That's Emmanuel Lebby, a recent grad of Westmoreland County Community College, or WCCC.
Born during the Sierra Leone Civil War, he was raised by family members before moving to Greensburg.
With the help of Adelphi, a service provider for at-risk youth, he was able to find success at the college despite his struggles.
I don't want students to miss out on that opportunity just to believe the stigma that goes on about community college. And I feel like 3Cs is above that stigma. It really does offer an amazing, amazing chance when it comes to education.
Whether moving on to additional classes in a four-year program or hitting the job market after studying, community college provides value to all students.
The teachers that I got were teachers that actually cared. They actually wanted to see kids educated and happy while doing it.
Perhaps Lebby's experiences are due to smaller class sizes, which is typical of a community college as opposed to a four-year university.
Smaller class sizes mean more individualized attention, which means stronger relationships between students and faculty.
These relationships underscore the essence of fellowship within the local two-year degree model. The strength of community college lies in the name, community.
What continues to drive the stigma of community college is the lack of understanding for the services it provides. Dr. Sydney Beeler, Vice President of Enrollment at WCCC, outlines the ways motivated students can find involvement equal to four-year universities.
We need to look at the community college as post-secondary education. Our teaching's outstanding. Our hands-on applications are amazing. If students want, meaning there has to be self-motivation there and there has to be an internal drive there, they can be involved in every activity, athletics, get internships, work on campus, and create a vibrant community for themselves.
Dr. Tuesday Stanley, president of WCCC, follows Bueller's statement that the community college is full of opportunity, that the price point of the college does not reflect the academic standing of the institution.
Webster defines value as relative worth, utility, or importance. And this is exactly how Dr. Stanley defines community college.
Expense and quality
are not related when it comes to higher ed. Education at Westmoreland is some of the finest I've seen around the nation.
Yet, how can this truly be measured? To put it simply, the success of a college graduate is measured by employability.
Four-year colleges are geared towards research, whereas two-year colleges target employment readiness as their primary goal. That means quicker entry into the workforce and avoidance of excess student debt.
Dr. Lynn Pascarella chose the community college route.
She graduated from Quinebaug Valley Community College before earning degrees at Mount Holyoke College and Brown University.
She now serves as the president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities in Washington, D.C.
They provide an opportunity for excellent education and very often make visible the connection between curriculum and career.
Pascarella continues by discussing that, at a national level, community colleges are capable of providing the foundation for all students.
Community colleges provide a diversity of perspective in terms of the differences of the ages of people, the experience and expertise that they bring in, and the richness of the framework that they can provide.
College is a huge step in the lives of countless students, and the stigma surrounding community college does nothing but limit potential. For Lebby, community college connected him with great opportunities that he will take with him as he transitions into Seton Hill University.
Because of 3Cs and because of what they've done for me in setting me up with all these connections, I can better expand that into Seton Hill, give the world what I have inside of me.
Community college is a valid and beneficial choice for many, and it should not be overlooked based on preconceived notions.
If you're looking to continue your education, don't underestimate the value that is provided by your local community college.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org.